The next patient is Juana Robles. The last name is R like in Roger, O, B like in Boy, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, S like in Sierra. Robles. First name Juana, J-U-A, N like in November, A. This is a clinical case of a 92-year-old Hispanic female that is referred to this practice by the office of Dr. Beltre for evaluation of CKD stage 3B. Period. The patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function during the last year. That has been progressive. The urinalysis that was done more than 6 months ago was completely negative. However, there is evidence of a slight increase in the serum creatinine from 0.9 to 1.27, and the estimated EFR from the mid-50s down to 40. The patient is not feeling well. She says that she doesn't have energy, she doesn't have the strength to do activities of daily living. And my main concern is that the patient lives by herself. The next door neighbor is the one helping her with transportation, medications, shopping, etc. We have the opportunity to see the laboratory workup in the last 8 months, and that there is a progressive increase in the cholesterol, progressive decrease in the albumin, a persistent hypothyroidism. Period. The abdominal CT scan failed to show significant pathology in the kidneys. There was a low density structure in the right kidney that is less than 1 centimeter. Period. There was evidence of minimal bilateral hydronephrosis, and there was also a partially distended urinary bladder. Period. Incidental finding was cholelithiasis. Period. The patient states that ever since she got the last Prolia infusion, she has not been the same. Unfortunately, we don't have a recent urinalysis or protein creatinine ratio in the urine. There is a tendency of the PTH to go up, double up in the lapse of 1 year. There is no phosphorus documentation. Period. In summary, we have a patient with a deterioration of the kidney function in the last year. That could be related to nephrosclerosis. However, the possibility of nephrotic syndrome has to be entertained in the presence of hypercholesterolemia, decrease in the serum albumin. And borderline high blood pressure. We are going to order laboratory workup in order to be able to rule out serious renal pathology. Number two, the patient has a definite hypothyroidism that has been present for a period of 6 months or more. The free T4 is 0.52. There is no significant elevation of the TSH. This could correlate also with the presence of hypercholesterolemia. Number three, the patient has anemia. Anemia could be related to the presence of malnutrition. The patient has a low serum albumin, 3.5. However, deterioration of the kidney function and hypothyroidism could play a role in this entity as well. Following number, the patient has side effects related to prolia. Apparently, the infusion of prolia has been stopped. Following number, edema related to the above. Following number, cholelithiasis without cholecystitis. We're going to order the laboratory workup, and we'll reevaluate the case in a week. Dr. Beltre, thanks for your kind referral. We spent 25 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.